space. Despite all the uptick in real estate locally, office rental space is not, my understanding, it's not experiencing the same increases. So we've looked at a couple spaces, and as soon as Craig and his crew can agree on which one, we'll probably be moving him into an office. You know, we want to make sure it's nicely located. Of course, it has to be completely ADA compliant. And so I just thought I'd let you know that. And you know, before our next meeting, maybe we'll have a have we'll probably have one picked, and we can bring it to the council, the full council. And then we have the fun project, and I don't often use fun as an adjective. We will have the fun project of deciding, you know, the future of the former code enforcement building. So that's my news.
Does the building have to be assessed?
You know, you mean appraised. We have an appraisal. I'm not sure how old it is. And probably it'd be worth getting a new appraisal given, you know, what's going on in real estate. So we'll see. Jane seems to be on her daily walk somewhere.
I'm not. I'm in my daily
Oh,
backyard
okay.
trying to get my water, my sprinkler going, but
Okay.
I have you have my full attention
Okay.
while I mess around with my water
Okay.
mechanism.
There you go. So, Michael, you said you took some photos of, you know, be careful of taking photos of the actual water treatment plant because the last fellow who did that
Oh,
was deported. But you're a citizen, so don't worry about it. You are a citizen, right?
I am a citizen. But I will say that.
Uh-oh. You froze.
You broke up, Michael.
Uh-oh. Michael froze.
Frozen.
We can't hear you.
There he is.
There he is. Maybe you can hear him now. We're at the video.
I can.
Yeah, you're coming in a little bit. Michael?
He'll be back.
Okay. What else have we, you know, we're moving forward with the Montgomery Street, those little, that little bit of property at the end of it.
Because
That's
of my of po
what's that? Did Jane have
I'm
something to
sorry to interrupt. Could we just I have a question about the code enforcement building.
do? Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And what the configuration is of the floors above the office?
There are two apartments.
There are two apartments, two one-bedroom apartments, two.
That's a good question. I don't know.
And I believe they're vacant.
Oh yeah, they're
Okay.
complete. There's stuff in there that I don't know what it is. Maybe some old code enforcement material. But they're vacant, yes, otherwise.
I have a question. Oh, sorry,
Yeah.
Jane, you weren't.
Well, I just, yeah, thank you. So I guess if they're vacant, they're very dated and they would need,
Oh yes. The
they're
whole
not in
building,
great
yeah.
shape.
And everything in that building, even the code enforcement offices would need a renovation. But they're not as bad shape. Oh, there's Michael back. They're not as in bad shape. A friend of mine is renovating a building on the opposite side of the street there. Actually at 50, I don't know, 8 or 10, somewhere around there. And that is truly a building that needs serious deep renovation. I don't think the code enforcement, but I'm not I shouldn't even say anything. I'm not an inspector. Who knows? Maybe the I would think that the last appraisal, which was fairly high, reflected that it's in good condition. You know, the fundamentals, you know, the foundation and you know the things that otherwise cost you a fortune when you renovate. Is that a good answer, Jane?
Yeah, it's
Okay.
fine. I just
We're seeing a close-up of your ear, by the way. I just want you to know that.
or kind
It'd
of
be nice
not
if you
so
can
much.
turn off your camera, right?
Oh,
What?
there
Did
you
you say you can turn off your camera?
go. Well, otherwise we were seeing a full close-up of
Course.
your ear.
I'll manage this better. Sorry for
That's all
the
right. That's okay. It just, you
full earshot.
know.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
That's all right.
It's sorry, that was rude. Okay. Yeah. Good. Why would I turn on my camera and deny you a shot of my ear? I can't imagine. Okay. No, thank you. That was my question. And so it sounds like they would not, it would take some work to upgrade them to make them rentable if we were going to go to that business.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah. I mean, yeah and no.
Yeah, no. All right. Okay.
Meanwhile, back to Michael, who has switched to a more reliable computer.
Yeah, I think this should be okay. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to share my screen mm-hmm. for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
So is this, Tom, is this the house that you were talking about in the lower cemetery?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I did get it. I wasn't able to get too many photos of it, but this was the view. This mm-hmm. is the view from the street.
Yeah.
It's a large building. Yeah.
And it's got one rental in it, which must be awfully big if it's only one rental. Because I can't imagine, I've never been in the cemetery offices, and I'm not sure what their hours are these days, but I should go take a look inside. Because if that entire building is the rental, that's a lot of space.
Yeah.
So the city rents it?
The city rents it to a former employee of the DPW office.
What do you know?
Yes. And if you've, you know, over the years, the little I've witnessed about this is it's very difficult. The employee left about a year or so ago. Maybe 2 years now. And before that, whenever the city tried to amend or change their lease, they would protest. And I remember at one point, the city wanted to ban smoking and dogs in the building. And they orchestrated a slight uproar about that. So I don't know, you know, I thought because they're paying a very low rent, too, by the way. Which I can't remember exact figure, but it's for it's low. And there's all kinds of other rumors and innuendo about this whole thing here, which I will be happy to share with you offline. Joke. But they haven't been good tenants. And let's see. I don't know the exact space of the office. That's crucial, too, because they'll have to go somewhere, I assume.
So the office is in this building as well?
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure which entrance is the office entrance.
So, I believe it's this door.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Based on the signage that I saw.
Yeah, Linda? You've been in there, Linda? Have you gone in?
Yes.
Oh, how many rooms does it seem to have? Do you remember?
It's large.
Oh, it is large. Yeah.
It's very large.
And there's a commissioner and one employee or something like that? I don't really know.
Why not put code enforcement over there?
Because not ADA compliant.
Oh, yep.
And that's going to be the same thing true of the next building you'll see if Michael has the picture.
Yeah, so this one was kind of funny to try to take photos because they were signing.
Yeah, because you kind of went through the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
No.
Is that
the rest?
Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. Sorry, that's right. It's behind that.
Yeah. So go ahead. I didn't get very close up pictures because there's this very scary sign saying federal offense.
Yeah, that would have been true, and that's what I was referring to earlier, if you took photos of the buildings to your right.
The
one to the immediate right in this photo is the treatment plant. To the further right is, go back one, that's the best shot of the house. That's the house. And it's just sitting there empty with very bad damage to its kitchen. And that, too, is not ADA compliant. At one point, I think I may have mentioned this previously, we were looking at that building as a potential, I was talking with DSS at the county level as a potential warming station in the winter, a place that homeless people could be driven to and spend the evening or the night there. And that's still a possibility. Although, I don't know, I hear mixed things about, you know, somebody said no one would want to live there because if you go to that other picture, the middle picture, you know, that's the water treatment plant right to your right. And that is behind, by the way, a fence, as is the other building to the right. Yeah, all back there. So it is separate from that, but you can see how long it is just to get up the driveway. And I mean, if you want to live remotely next to a water treatment plant, that's your idea of a cool place to live. It might be.
Tom, yes. Tom, I'm going to just interject. I don't believe it's a water treatment plant. I think it's a water holding tank.
The tank.
Because the water correct. Comes up from the reservoir.
Correct. But that building is
stored there.
The building is a water treatment.
Oh, the building is?
Yeah. The thing to the right is the holding building or whatever you want to call it. That there the is where the water is treated. I've been in that one. And that's where they, you know, put in the chlorine, put in all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool. You should ask Rob Perry to give you a tour. He loves showing it off.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool building. And there's a lot of people employed there, by the way. Because, you know, it's something.
So that's actually where they do treat the water that comes up from the reservoir.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. Stand corrected. Thank you.
It's okay. So that's the other. Those are the two cemetery buildings that we can discuss, look at, you know, decide what to, not decide, but come up with ideas what we think might be.
Well, so is there land? Attached to that,
good
site?
Question. I would have to. That may have a parcel. Oh, we have Michael here, our handy parcel dude. Is there a parcel connected with that, Michael?
So both of them are part of larger parcels.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
The both of those houses are part of like the cemetery houses on the lower cemetery lot, which is a very large area, and then that. The house by the treatment plant reservoir place is on the bottom corner of mm-hmm. the land for the reservoir. So I think you'd probably have to subdivide it.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I need to look into, how to subdivide something like that if we're going to think of selling them. I don't know. There's another house there are a couple of houses kind of in or on the edge of the cemetery. Which is kind of interesting.
So, I mean, wouldn't we have the same issue that we have with code enforcement if the city was selling those properties? Not the cemetery one necessarily, but the water. Oh no, I'm sorry. You're right. When you were saying people, there are a lot of people employed there. Right. You don't mean they're in those offices.
Correct.
Okay, so
that other building just sits empty. It used to be the home of the infamous Charlie Butterfield. Butterworth. And then Linda's laughing. That's a story in itself. And then apparently his daughter was renting it for a number of years until they upped her rent and she said no. And it's been empty ever since. That's what I am told.
Like, I guess what I'm also just thinking, like, the one that's vacant.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like somebody would want to buy that for a house, given its direct proximity to the water
mm-hmm.
situation. So are you thinking, I mean, is it like we should think about other ways the city could use it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
You know, I think we'd want to know how big the lot is before we made, you know, we presumed that no one would want to buy it. Because if the lot is enough, there could really be, you know, there could be landscape screening and you wouldn't know mm-hmm. you were. I mean, it is quiet up there.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be some attributes to the land that would make it attractive,
mm-hmm.
but it has to be on a big enough parcel that, you know, that would be possible.
Michael, can you post that parcel just so we see what it is now?
Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay. Okay, where are we here? I'm not following this at all right now.
Give it a minute. I'm going to be right back to you.
Okay. It's part of the whole cemetery parcel? Is what you're saying?
Yes, this is where the house is located. Oh, the parcel is in orange.
Oh, so it's gigantic.
Yeah. Wait. We're talking about the house up near the water.
The house near the water. Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
That's way up here.
Yeah, that's up here. And that is part of the parcel with... Yeah, see that?
Well, so that couldn't be... You're saying that it would have to be subdivided to take away the actual water container. But then it's not large, really. It's bounded.
Yeah, the problem is the front is kind of... You know, it's just pavement.
There's a front yard.
Yeah, it doesn't look
a little bit of a yard, not much of one. But then you see to the right of it on our screen in the lot, there's space. And then, of course, as you saw in that one picture, it slopes down, lots of trees behind it. And is that city property, Michael? Let's see.
I think it must be.
We'll find out soon, won't we? Owner, sales. Owner.
Same property as behind our house. It's a big house on the hill.
You have to hit the owner sales button.
Oh, right.
Ah, okay. Ha! It's the same property as the property behind my house. Those people are on a huge swath of land.
Yeah.
Behind all of us from my house, all their house is the first house. If you're leaving town on Worth or 9, theirs is the first house up on the hill on the left. Yeah. And they own that huge piece of property. And part of it is in Hudson. Most of it is not. Interesting. Yeah, now you see it. Yeah, there's my house right there. Oh, you can't see where I'm pointing. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth up.
Is your house for sale, Tom?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Just joking.
But you notice, you want to know something? Look at that weird property line in the back. Everybody's got a straight line, and suddenly ours isn't.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Is that called doxing myself? I'm sorry.
I guess the question is... So I guess I'm starting to have a sense of like, do we have a particular current mission? Like, or what is up, you know, so now.
You mean us, this committee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just to think about city-owned properties. Yeah, you know, okay. I think that's how we got rid of the emphasis on selling them.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about them before we do sell them, or if we don't sell them, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think did I mention already that for some bizarre reason HDC was quizzing me yesterday about the Montgomery Street extension, little bit of property, and how we were selling it as if we were, weren't following the exact rules for selling property. But I don't know what their intention was. But in any case. That's moving forward. It's not, it has to be appraised, and then we can offer it for sale. We can't just sell it to the people who want it. It has to be offered to anyone. Anyway, that had an interesting consequence because then the house next door to those two houses, it's property bordering the two houses owned by the Ben and the Kitties group. So the next homeowner wants to buy the little bit behind him. So we'll see what happens with that. But then I noticed the other day, the next property is an empty space. So I don't think it's like everybody's going to want to creep up Mount Down. I think it'll end right there if it all happens. It might not even, who knows if it'll happen. Meanwhile, we all wait with anxious breath. Is that the phrase?
Bated breath.
Thank you. Anxiously with bated breath. I was telling Michael the other day, I'm terrible with idioms. We all wait anxiously with bated breath to find out what's up with HTC. Now they're scheduling a special meeting for June 1st to consider the sale of their CAS property. So let it be known that as I am a member of HTC, but I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You attended the meeting the other day, Rebecca.
I sure did.
And were treated with typical scorn.
Indeed. Yeah. And I guess, you know, I asked to see, you know, how that decision was arrived at. I guess what I'm really curious about with the way that HTC functions is, how is it that the full board doesn't have any information about what's anything happening with the disposition of the property? Like, is there not meant to be some kind of transparency in that? Or is it like, I don't really...
They sure tout their transparency often. But I have to agree with you. There is not. I mean, there is a committee, and I'm not sure exactly who's on that committee.
I believe that it's Seth Rogovoy, Nick Haddad, and Kristen Keck.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that is the committee.
Really?
That was formed. I mean, I guess I need to.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
sure.
What I was told by the committee.
Okay. So who knows? I don't know who knows what. They're certainly not telling the general membership anything.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is. And the answer to your question, by the way, was no, there was not a vote that said, let's not put out a RFP.
I've got the minutes, and I was just going to read through.
Yeah, it never happened. There are a number of issues like that, not related to property, that where there was not a general vote. The so-called executive committee decided it.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the term so-called because if you read the bylaws, there is no executive committee. But that's a whole other... That's an old argument that I just don't have the energy for.
Right.
So, but they promised June 1st to tell us more. So I encourage you all to come to that meeting. I just got an email about it today.
Do they have a potential buyer? Or is this just for their discussion?
No, they said, was it yesterday? It seems so long ago. Yesterday, they said they have two.
They have two?
That's what they've said.
Oh, so the big reveal is on Tuesday.
Is that June 1st? Is that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, June 1st, the big reveal.
Okay.
And knowing them, they'll probably, like, you know, have like one of these funny reveal parties. Yeah. And get all the journalists there or whatever. And then, whatever. Who knows? It could be, you know, it could turn out to be a really good thing. Who knows?
Nobody knows.
That's the point. unlike their predictions for the city, we don't wish them to fail.
No.
Right?
Certainly not.
Anyway. So moving right along. So talking about those properties, I think I mentioned there's another property that's being appraised in that effort to, you know, these awkward little properties that abut houses, you know, family house, you know, homes or buildings. And there are a number of them that now they know that that's available are interested. So I'll keep you apprised of all that as well. And, you know, for your sake, Rebecca, I'm very aware of ones that actually could be developable. You know, that's not really what we're looking to sell.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I would like to introduce maybe next month,
mm-hmm.
As an agenda item for us to talk over in a serious way,
mm-hmm.
is how we might wish to... consider creating some kind of a community land trust,
mm-hmm.
because that is the tool that communities have and do use to basically determine like how they want to dispose of properties and, you know, with what goals. And so it seems like we're at a place where there's a number of properties,
mm-hmm.
there's some clear needs for the city, and
you know, or just, yeah, so.
No, I agree.
Rebecca,
go ahead.
Rebecca, do you see this further funded by a small surtax on property transfers when a property is sold? Because that's also a very common.
Rebecca has been asking.
Very common funding source. So there's, you know, 0.5%, 0.25% of value of the transaction that's put into a land bank, rather than merely funding it with proceeds from sales of city properties. It's ongoing. It grows.
Are you talking about a land bank or a land trust?
Sorry, I'm talking. I think I'm more talking about a land bank. I was confusing them. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We're talking about something else. A land bank of physical land that would be held in trust.
I think really it is confusing because the land bank, I think, I actually don't know much about a land bank. I think, Tom, you might have done some research on that. But what I know a little bit more about is a community land trust, which is actual land that is put in trust to be disposed of in particular ways or to be used in particular ways. And then there's another kind of trust, which is related to land, but which is called a housing trust fund, which is something that is going to be proposed that the city will be.
Are you proposing it?
Yes, I am.
And you are proposing it under what, on your own auspices, or are you representing a group, or what is the?
It's an idea that's arisen out of the anti-displacement work and that, you know, which is being done in collaboration with various agencies and groups and things, including HCDPA and including the Affordable Housing Development Plan. So it's not just little old me.
Right.
Not so little old you. You're a pretty powerful voice.
That Affordable Housing Plan, by the way, Jane, is...
I think Joan would be a great name for you, Jane, if you're ever considering changing your name.
I'll take that under advisement.
I didn't mean to start something about... in any case, Jane, now I forgot my thought. Oh, that affordable housing group is the Joe Chyka Pattern for Progress people.
Oh, got it. Yes,
in case you weren't putting that all together. Rebecca has done a great job of putting together all the various groups.
That's
crucial.
It's not little old Rebecca. It's Rebecca as a force.
Right. We even had a discussion about, you know, what properties, you know, that they should be thinking about in that group. So they've been making great progress.
Great. Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah. Just to go back to what the question that you were asking is about how are some of the revenues arrived at for a housing trust fund, there definitely are a whole bunch of kind of ways to find.
And fund that. Yeah.
And the housing justice manager that we just hired is starting June 1st, and her very first project is going to be to, nail down some of the work that we've been doing this whole time around what we're going to propose for the housing trust fund.
And who is that?
The housing justice manager. Her name is Michelle. I'm meeting her for the first. I mean, I was part of the interview process, but I'm meeting her for the first time on June 1st. So,
oh, cool.
Then I'll know her last name.
But
she's really fantastic and highly qualified.
Does she live in Hudson?
She's moving to the area now. She was in New Orleans.
Oh,
but she's originally from the Hudson Valley. She grew up in Red Hook. So.
Okay, that's great. You know, what you're referring to actually was land trust. Back when I was part of the, what was it called, Raising Places group? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was what we were looking into, land trust. And I do have some research buried here somewhere about it all.
So, well, if you want to dig it up, because we'll have to figure out land trust?
Yeah.
Community land trust? Land bank? like, I mean, I believe that the community land trust, there's also something called a community land cooperative, which is, you know, a different model in which, like, basically there's more equity. There's more of a distribution of equity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's some talk about how the community land trust model, you know, can, sometimes there is a sort of a business, there's an industry around, you know, the creation of affordable housing, as we all know, and all of those things. And the community land trust can sometimes fall into like a little bit of a torpor. But so the community land cooperative is more of like an activated community-based way to kind of bring it to the people
mm-hmm.
who live there. So that's something to look into as well. So can we just put that on the agenda for next?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And trying to think what else is happening in terms of property. You might want to check in on our next committee meeting, even though you're not on that committee, about solar, because it turns out, and I'll be repeating this at that meeting, that we may be able to use the landfill after all.
Oh, yeah?
For a solar farm?
Yes. And if that's the case, it's like, that's a no-brainer, because, well, some would say it is, let me rephrase that. Some would say it's a bad idea, because it does mean we would have to assume the we'd have to assume the liability for the landfill. But there's really, and this is what we need to assess, is there really great potential liabilities in the landfill? The past two mayors were both afraid to touch it at all. It had been proposed to both, as far as I know it was to the last mayor, the mayor before that apparently as well, I'm told. And they both rejected the idea for fear that there'd be too much liability involved. But that may not be the case.
So do you know what are some of the potential hazards of the landfill? Is it just
It's leachate. It's the crap that leaks out of it.
Okay.
But how much of a liability does that pose if it's solar farm?
Exactly. That's
Yeah.
And it's over by the waterfront, essentially,
correct.
Right?
I mean, and it really is. Like, the only thing people have used it for so far is illegal off-road vehicles. You know, I don't know if that's still happening. Oh, look at that weather. Wow.
There's something really serious.
Yeah.
It's serious. It's really nice and
flowy. I don't know if that's still taking place, but there were people taking their... What are they called? All-terrain ATVs up there. Thank you, Linda. Do you have one, Linda? Is that what you're...
Yeah.
we're taking them up there because there's, you know, a challenge or whatever. But at one point, the police were cracking down on that, so I don't know what the deal is. You know, go drive your ATV and, you know, get brain damage while you're in the house. Well, I mean, you know, you really want to hang around leachate all? I don't know what it does to you.
It kills.
That's right.
I mean, I think there's been a conversation about like how the solar farm can be planted with pollinators.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, you know, so I'm just thinking like, okay, pollinators and whatever's leaching out of that doesn't go well together. But
it does.
Yeah, I mean, it could be it could be sort of, you know, bees on steroids.
Right. We got a lot of people working on this, by the way, both the CAC and Peter Bujano. So we'll make progress on this, I hope.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea, at least in concept.
Because that other land may be usable for something else. You know, the one that I've been talking about on the other side of the street, up behind Charles Williams Park. Or maybe they could use both. Who knows? But the important thing is, in the end, to, create a fairly constant source of revenue using useless property. Oh my gosh, I realize that's your cat. It looks like it had a growth on your neck developing like some horror movie. sorry, I'm getting a little zoom crazy. I've actually had two live meetings recently, and it's really, I don't know. I'm not sure I want to go back to live.
I'm supposed to go over to HHA right now.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah.
Well, don't go now. It's pouring.
Yeah, actually, I have to go close my car windows. So.
Okay, well, I think that's, unless you have anything else anybody would like to contribute?
No. Did you guys talk about those little snippets of land that were attached to,
Montgomery Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in, okay. We're just waiting for the appraisal.
Got it. Great. Thank you.
And then it goes out. Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you all. Oh, go ahead, Michael.
Thank you. Over and out.
Can I make a suggestion about next month?
Sure.
One thing that I think, as we're talking about management of land, that we should also be considerate of potential avenues to improve our relationship with the native tribe, with the Stockbridge Munsee clan. And if there's any land that we have within the city that would be appropriate to explore an easement for the tribe.
Wow, I don't know anything about this. How can you send me some material about this? I'd like to learn.
Yeah. There was a very large donation by the Open Space Institute up in Rensselaer County to the tribe. It was basically the entirety of Papskanny Island was donated back to them so that they can have it and preserve it. So I wonder, you know, North Bay might be an area that we'd think about as you know, an historic and, you know, native lands. Just trying to think about.
Maybe that lot in front of Back Bar. Just a joke, okay?
Maybe not. Maybe not. but that, I wondered if that could be, and I can send some materials about that. But it could be another option that we add to the list of, like, if we're talking about a land bank for a community land bank, we're talking about selling properties, another option. Yep.
No, great. I mean, I don't know what we have to offer that would be useful to them, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that North Bay is, yeah. And, no, that would be a bad joke. But anyway, I was, you know, maybe, yeah, North Bay, that's not a bad idea. Okay, well, we'll see you, Linda, I'll see you in 30
half
minutes?
An
half an hour. Bye, Michael. Thanks for those photos. Stay out there and photo. We love it. I mean, we could eventually have a little booklet of all our properties. It'd be cool.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yep. Thank you both.
Thank Bye. You.
Bye-bye.
Bum, bum. What do we got here? What?